Now we're going to talk about the FEMA trailers that people displaced by Hurricane Katrina are living in. There are more than 100,000 of those trailers in Louisiana and Mississippi. Coming up, we'll talk to one man living in a trailer who drove to Washington, D.C. to speak with President Bush. He got his wish, and we'll find out what they said. First, though, a new study is out about the health of the people living in FEMA trailers, and the news is not good. Dr. Lynn Lowry of the International Medical Corps is lead author of the study, and she joins me now. And Dr. Lowry, you surveyed 366 people. What was the most glaring problem you found?
There were several glaring problems which are common among people that are displaced, and that is mental health is usually number one in trying to recover, as well as being able to access basic needs like shelter, food, clothing, and medications, as well as health care.
Well, speaking about mental health, you say in your study that the depression rates are 7 times the national average, suicide rates 15 times the state's norms. Tell us more about those numbers.
When we're looking at depression, we're just not looking at people who are slightly depressed or feel badly. These are people that, without treatment, either seeing a mental health provider or taking medication, will not recover and will probably go downhill. And what we found was that 50% of the people that we interviewed in those trailers made criteria for being treated for mental health disorders such as depression and suicide.
And these are conditions that came about after Hurricane Katrina, or were they chronic?
The ones that we assessed were after the hurricanes.
And what about physical health? What are the problems there?
Physical health range from the usual belly aches to headaches to chronic problems that they can't seem to get treatment for. We didn't necessarily ask about specific problems per se, but we did ask about chronic or acute issues and whether they could access care for those. And in Louisiana and Mississippi, more than 75% of people said that they could not access health care due to financial reasons. These are two states with the lowest rates of health-insured individuals in the country. And then in addition, if you were talking about taking their kids to get care, they didn't have transportation. And the vast majority, more than 90% of the trailer parks, do not have public transportation.
And you also address public health issues in terms of public safety. And there is a shocking statistic in your report about crimes. You say rapes and domestic abuse are a lot higher than national averages. What can you tell us about that?
I think this is not uncommon. International Medical Corps has studied refugees and internally displaced around the world, and this is a common phenomenon that is known after a disaster where you do see increases in domestic violence, in rapes, in security issues, and it's just something that makes everything worse for people that are not sure where their next day is going to be.
What else can the government do right now that will help alleviate these problems?
I think if you look at the mental health issues, which are the biggest part of recovery and making sure that these people have a chance to make a new life for themselves, there's going to probably have to be outreach. So mental health outreach into these areas, because many of these areas where the trailer parks were placed are in rural areas, and since they don't have cars due to the disaster, they're not going to be able to get the help that they need. So getting either mobile clinics or outreach services to these areas would help. But of course, that takes funding.
Dr. Lynn Lowry of the International Medical Corps speaking to us from Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you.